Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome for being here. Amen. Slow down for just a second. There we go. I lost my screen share spot for a second there and all of this. Here we go. Amen. 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 All right. We are coming back to Pastor right now. Can you, oops. I can hear you. Are you still there? My whole everything just shut off there. We can hear you. Yep, there you are. We do. We have Richard and Roger and Rebecca and Audrey and Sunday. And welcome. Welcome to you all. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, amen. Jesus, my name.
Brother Dan? That have meant to say something.
Oh my, yeah.
It was a great word, and I think, Brother Dan, I think you're trying to say something, but it's your mic is cutting in and out, so it's not making enough sound to open up, possibly. Oh. Yep, you must have something to say. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Yeah, and it's great communication. Everybody comes on there all day long and they talk about things going on, ask for prayer, pray for each other, update each other. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We also have a thread, too, that we play worship music at 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock Central Standard Time every day from like 5 to 6, whether you can listen to it longer. But just so that we all have that time, you can pull it up on YouTube and we worship together. Or just let us know on here if you want us to add you, and then we will. And thank you guys for letting me know real quick, Dan and Richard, for letting me know that Pastor was trying to get me back to him. For some reason, this speaker cuts out the sound completely, and I don't hear him at all. So thank you for texting in there to let me know. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we love you too. So here we go. I am going to read the communion verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll start at verse 23. So if everybody wants to run and get your communion elements. And then also we will pray the prayer of salvation for anyone that is with us or will be with us in the future that has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We will put the prayer of salvation up on the screen so you can pray it out loud. We'll all pray it with you. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us. If you've been contemplating this and you've not yet made this move, this is the perfect time to do that. And then contact us. We will help you know how to walk out this new life as a Christian. Or if you have questions before you make that move, please contact us. Pastor would be glad to help answer any questions you have concerning that. There is no reason to wait and every reason to make this decision immediately. So get a hold of us, please. Okay. Yeah. Amen. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. And this is out of the Passion Translation. This is new, or paraphrase. This is new for us, but I really do enjoy this wording. But follow along, even if you have King James or New King James or Messenger, whatever, because it's really good to make the comparison. Anyways, here we go. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, take it and eat your fill. It is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, this cup seals the covenant with my blood. Drink it, and whenever you drink this, do it to remember me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude and only then eat the bread and drink the cup, for continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If we have examined ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, it is the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my fellow believers, when you assemble as one to share a meal, show respect for one another and wait for all to be served. If you're that hungry, eat at home first so that when you gather together, you will not bring judgment upon yourself. I really enjoy that. All right, here we go. I'm going to pull up the prayer of salvation. And let's pray this together, even if you've prayed it 1,000 times, like I've said so many times before. It is a wonderful refreshing to pray it again. So please don't hesitate to say this prayer again. Here we go, our prayer of salvation. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we would like to be the first to welcome you to the family of God and to the kingdom of God. We're so excited for you. This is a life-changing decision you just made. This is an eternity, an eternal life-changing decision, and we're so happy for you. Please get a hold of us and let us know. Our contact information will be in YouTube in the notes at the end of the program, and you can also go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com. It's the Community of Faith website, and all of our contact information is there too. And like I said, we would love to answer any questions you have. We have so many teachings out there, video teachings that we could refer to you if you have questions about things, and they're all free on our website or on our YouTube page. And being part of this group of believers, this is a wonderful group of believers that are so supportive, and we're here every day, every morning, every evening, and we'd love to have you be part of us, and we'll walk out this new life with you. So please get a hold of us. And thank you for being with us. And now you're free to receive communion together. So I, again, will share the screen and put up the communion prayer so we can all read those together. Our communion is actually the new covenant worship is what we call communion. So if you have your elements, let's hold your elements up and pray. Father God, we thank you for this time together to share in this event with you. We thank you for these elements and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, and now here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Now pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord, for your body broken for us. And now the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And now here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. You in us and we in you. And there we have it. Sister Phyllis, are you going to read closing verses for us?
Okay.
All right. Oh, it's fine. They did. Amen. I'm Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for reading those for us. And thank you for singing to us, too. We love that. And now I'm going to read our Ephesians prayer over us. This is found in Ephesians 1, chapter or verse 17. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm, and now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others. And now we, his church, are his body on the earth, that which fills him who is being filled by it. Amen and amen. Thank you all so much for being with us. Yes. Yeah, be familiar. Right. And the Amplified, wow, a lot of people use the Amplified. Jesus. Night, everyone. We love you. Good night.
mighty name of Jesus. We'll see you again.
Oops, hold on. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, just to let you know, Brandon watches you guys now.
Does he? That is
yeah.
So awesome. Yeah, I got your message earlier saying that that he was on watching, and I looked at the comments, and he did say in there a couple of times, hey, it's Brandon. But because the name that was on the list beforehand, I didn't recognize it, so I, you know, hadn't. So let him know I did see his comment, and the next time he says something, I will say something to him. Bless,
okay.
Bless his little heart.
Well, like I said, I don't force religion on my kids, but ever since Brandon was little, I've done prayers with him, so this is all him. You know, he wants to watch you and Sam, and he does it.
He's
a believer, and that's what I'm happy.
Yep. Me too. That's so cool. I just love it.
He says he watched a little bit today, too.
Did he? Aw. Oh, and we weren't on live today either for the most part. We were playing one of our old videos.
Right.
But we were live on the beginning and on the end. Well, we were live the whole time. We just played a video instead of Sam preaching, but still.
Right.
Well, then.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, because he called me yesterday. He's like, Dan, where's Sam things that go on? I said, okay, this is how you spell it. You know, I spelled out his name. I said, in this picture of him sitting on his bike. You know, and then he found it. He's like, okay, I found it.
That is so cool. I just love it. I just
because he sent it from his little tablet.
Uh huh.
To his TV.
That's awesome. Well, tell him to type in comments to us, or you know, at least say hi to let us know he's there, so we can
all
say
right.
hi to him.
Next time I talk to him, I tell him, I'll tell you, and tell him you noticed. He said, hi, this is Brandon, and just didn't put two to two together.
Yeah, because
now that you know it was him.
Yeah. Oh, that is.
Now that you know that's you, so message you back. or say hi. Because that's one thing he says is, you know, he wanted you to add his little messenger thing he has.
Uh-huh.
He's like, see, if Grandma would somehow add me if she can, and that way. They can, like, add me in a program and, you know, talk to him on there. And he was all excited.
Oh, yeah. Does he have texting or Messenger?
Yeah, he has Messenger on his tablet. That's how he talks to me.
Oh. Okay. And is it just under Brandon Cheryl?
I think it's under Brandon Ray because it's some of his middle name.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'll look it up. And, yes, I can start sending him a link every night.
Yeah,
just
Brandon
like I
Ray.
Do with you.
Yeah, it's Brandon Ray. And it's a picture of him. I think it's he's holding his cat. Yeah, it's a picture of him, and it looks like he's holding his cat.
Okay. That's cute. That's very cute. I love
it. Yeah, Brandon Ray.
All right. Let me actually look it up right now. So he's on Facebook? Or don't you have to be on Facebook to have Messenger?
No, he's on some kid Messenger. That's what it is. I don't know if it's on his tablet. I don't know if it's something that his mom made for him so he can call me besides using her phone all the time.
Uh-huh.
He just sits on his tablet and he can call me on his tablet.
Wow, there's a lot of Brandon Rays. Who would imagine?
That's a picture of him with no shirt on. I think he's holding his cat.
I don't see it. Oh, I spelled his name wrong, silly. That's why.
Yeah, B-R-A-Y-D-E-N.
Oh, that's what I had. B-A.
Right.
Yeah, B-R-A-Y-D-E-N. Well, that's funny, because last night, see, that was another thing that threw me, is where it said, hey, it's Braden, it was spelled B-R-A-B-E-N. There was no Y.
He probably, besides spelling it, he probably voiced it, hit the speaker thing. You know, besides spelling it, you can hit the little mic and say it, and it spells it out for you.
Uh-huh.
He probably did that.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Why can I not? Oh, is with his football? Nope, that's not him.
No.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't see him.
Yeah, see if I can somehow. But he says he watches you.
Well, that is so cool.
And I'll tell him next time he says something and you notice that you'll say something back.
I definitely will.
Which is kind of funny because, like I said, you know, Abby's family, like Abby said, they're not some type of people that go to church or pray or nothing. She goes, but if it helps Braden sleeping at night, you know, calling you a friend, she's going to let him do it. And ever since he was little, he's been doing it. He's been doing it for 7 years now.
Well, tell her if she's not the type of person that prays or anything, don't freak out when the rapture happened and her son disappears and she doesn't.
Right. Me and Braden both.
Yep. Yep.
Because I say prayers with them, and I'm a big believer. And that's why Braden is the way he is, because I'm a believer, and I did it with him.
Huh. Well, dang it. It's amazing how many Braden Rays there are, but yeah, none of them.
Well, you can always try Braden Ray, Cheryl, and see if it pops up.
Braden Ray, Cheryl. No results found.
Can't center Braden Ray then.
Now, if I just put in Braden Cheryl.
Well, maybe when you and Sam come down this way, we can figure it out.
Yeah, we'll do that.
And I'll tell him next time he watches and text you that, you know, it was him now, and try to say something back.
Yep. Yeah, now that I know he's coming on and it's just a different name.
Oh.
That's cool.
Like I said, if it shows his picture, it's a picture of him.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you guys been praying for Lisa?
Yes, what's happening there?
It's a hit and miss. Olivia and Olivia's mom or Olivia and grandma and everybody went down to see Lisa, and Olivia says that while they were there, Lisa's eyes were open and she was looking at the ceiling and at the wall, and her foot was twitching, like moving.
Yeah.
And they're thinking that, well, she's saying that, you know, that it could be just her brain or whatever. And I said, Olivia, that could have been your mom trying to let you know she might not be able to communicate, but she knows you're there, type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and and here, I got a text from her. I go, hey, Libby, just checking to see how everyone is doing and your mom. And I go, love and miss you. She goes, and she texts me back, but this is where we're at. She will not most likely be returning to